And there's Native Indians along to meet all the ships there. And when we went in, they'd come aboard while they're carrying us through the ditch with all kind of souvenirs, old coconut skulls and everything, selling them. And they would ride along with the ship till we got nearly to the out of the canal, and they'd get off. They'd done that on all the ships. But anyhow, after we got through the canal, we hit the fresh lakes. They piped down, they washed down water down for the last time you'll see any fresh water. And we did. So we went through there and all them lakes there. And then we hit the...
Oh, that day.
Oh, it took all day to get through it. In the evening, right about dusk, we started out to hit the high seas.
We did number 10, by the way, out of 30.
So after that, we sailed, and we knew it was heading into the Philippines.
Well, you talked to your captain.
Yeah. But in the meantime, the gunnery crew was in action. They was giving them GQs every few minutes. Man your battle face, man your battle face.
Did y'all fire any guns?
Not then we didn't. They're just getting word, getting them trained. When they hollered GQ, what to do in the case.
Now, what? Has everybody been assigned permanent duty by that time?
I was signed over that ship to see that everything was in order from the firing mechanism, and they signed me to a 38 5 inch gun.
What
which
was
is
the head man doing at this time?
The captain?
No, the chief electrician.
That's me. I signed to a gun.
I mean, I'm talking about your
fellow over here. Brian, he was the chief engineer. He was over the whole ship watching all the movements. He assigned to the station.
Hey, was he your boss?
Yeah. Chief engineer, Brian, George.
Well, what was this? Now, you were the after him.
Any words, if I needed or wanted anything, he was a full lieutenant commander.
How many crews were there, electricians crews?
Just us. We was the only crew.
And how many people was in there?
In the crew?
I've seen something in that book over there about it. It's like five crews or five people or something.
No, there was about, when it boiled down, there was 22 electricians, what there was. There was enough to stand watches. I even stood watches. There was enough to stand watches, and then they would dog, what they call dog to watch. All right, I stand a watch from 11 till 7. That's at night. And then... that if we docked the watch, I'd have to stay on from 7 till 12. Take two watches, not make you come back around right on switch gear and all that stuff, switch gear, engines and all that stuff. Well,
the fellow after you was Brian.
That's right. In other words, I'd check, he dished me down the orders. If I needed anything, I went to him.
And you were over all them people.
That's right. Brian was my go-between. And Bryant went to the executive officer, was his boss man.
And there was no electricians equal with you?
No.
You were the
That's right, over it all. No, I knew nothing about the ship.
What was your rank at that time?
Second place.